Blog Talk Radio.
Great is your grace. Keep on providing for me. Great is your mercy. That's one of my favorite songs. I am free. I am free.
Amen.
Thank God Almighty, I am free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome you all to Sunday service.
Yes, welcome to the Sunday service. We are so glad to have you with us this afternoon, for this is God's day. This is the day that we will be exceedingly glad, and we shall rejoice in it.
Hallelujah. God, we just want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace that's new to us each and every morning. We'd like to welcome everyone. If you're a visitor, it's your first time tuning in here to Sunday service on the pastor, the preacher and the pastor, please press 1. We want to personally welcome you. My husband, I am Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
All right, so for your first time, we want to welcome you. Oh, God, glory to God, we have a guest here. Welcome, welcome. What's your name?
Welcome.
Asia. I usually
welcome,
listen to you. I never listen to you on Sunday here. I usually listen to you
okay.
Pre-show.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Welcome, Asia.
Welcome. May God bless you. May you enjoy the service. May this not be your last time. May this be the beginning of you being part of the Gospel Public Ministries. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. So we are out and about, you know, to and from, you know, where God sends us to go. And so we welcome you. Welcome from me, Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Welcome from me, Pastor Dorsey Manning. We're so glad to have you on this afternoon.
And God bless you in your household. So we hope you enjoy service today. We know you will be touched and be moved, healed, delivered, and set free by the word of God.
In the mighty name
of Jesus. Thank you. Welcome again. Welcome.
Welcome.
We thank you. Oh, God, we're so grateful to have Asia here today in Sunday service. Amen. Welcome to Sunday service.
You never listened to on Sunday? Oh, my God.
This is the first time on Sunday, but she's come out to hear me preach at the church. So she's actually been to the church in the building while I preach.
Okay.
So this is her first time being here. And I believe she's been in our prayer, on our prayer calls as well, and I think also on Bible study, which is on Wednesdays. So we'd like to welcome everyone. We're so excited about what God is doing in this season of our life and our families. And we just thank God because we trust God to do all things. And when you trust God, you know that it won't fail. So welcome and welcome, Sister Connie, here today in service. Sister Shanda Jackson, we see you here. Welcome. Sister Carol Dillard, our church secretary, welcome. God bless you. We see several people here. I don't know everybody by name, but welcome. You know, if it's your first time, please let us welcome you. We would love to do that, you know, have that one-on-one and just say welcome. We thank God for you because you could be anywhere else at this time, but you chose to be here with us and come into agreement with the word that's going to go forward on today. So we thank you today.
Yeah, thank you. I want to welcome everyone from Shreveport and Bossier area near Bend and Autumn Bridge. We have some on the line now this afternoon. So we welcome you all, too, from Louisiana. Welcome everyone from Dallas. Welcome everyone from, we have some from New York that be on sometimes. So, yeah, we just welcome everyone.
Dallas, Africa, wherever you are, we are so welcome.
You know, some that be on, you know, so, you know, this is our opportunity to come together and give God glory.
Give him all glory, praise, and honor. So we thank God for you once again. Welcome to Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. We're Pastor Dorsey and Tawanika Manning. And so we just thank God once again for this opportunity today. I want to do something a little bit different. I want to give a testimony. I mean, I always have a testimony. I feel like that. Every day that I get up and I'm in my right mind because I've seen so many people in my age or younger that are dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's. I mean, because, you know, the food we eat, the drugs that they're taking or that we're taking is causing us to lose our memory, causing people to lose their mind. So every day I get up, I have a testimony, you know, because I see it. It's more prominent these days than ever because when I was coming up, I didn't really see a lot of, you know, people, even the elderly with dementia or Alzheimer's like I do now, and even young folks in their 30s and 40s are suffering with Alzheimer's or dementia.
My Lord.
And so I just want to thank God for waking me up in my right mind, you know, mind stable, body able to get up and stand to my 2 feet and to be able to walk and to be able to eat and be able to talk and to see your face each morning. Just thank God for my family
that
I didn't get a phone call in the wee hours of the night. So that is my testimony, you know, that my loved ones are still here and that I am still here in my right mind. Because it's one thing to be here and not be in your right mind.
God.
Can you imagine somebody recording you when you're out of your mind, when you're not in your right mind, and to come back into your right mind and to see yourself operating in another mind?
My Lord.
We just
what a great
God.
Testimony. You know, we are living in the land of the living, so that is a great testimony, you know, to give thanks. You know, that is the will of God for our lives, is to give thanks.
Yes.
You know, certain things that we just take it for granted, but hey, just that what you just said, waking up in your right mind, you know, that's a gift. That's a gift from God, you know, to be able to wake up in your right mind, because you definitely can wake up and not be in your right mind and can live a lifestyle that you do not wish to live.
My Lord, my God.
Amen.
We just want to say thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to be here. And I just hope, I pray, my prayers, that nobody experienced that in their life, to deal with dementia or Alzheimer's, or no one in your family, because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it, and it's not a pretty sight. It's not, you know, I would just hate it for anyone to experience. So I want to pray for our mind this morning. God bless you. Enjoy. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God, on yesterday and this morning, right now, Father God, that you counted us worthy to be here another day in the land of the living. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that there's no lack in our household in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We say thank you, Father God, as today, as I pray for our mind, and today, Lord God, that you will purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, Lord God. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you touch every part of our brain, Lord God, every part of our brain, our memory, Father God, Lord God, I pray that you will increase us in memory in the name of Jesus Christ, and keep our minds safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, oh Lord, that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that our mind is stable, oh God, that our body is able in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things with you. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you right now, God. Lord, we ask that you move on this line right now. Touch every household, oh God. Touch every heart right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, create in all of us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to walk the path of righteousness. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for divine order in all our lives right now, where our life has been out of order, oh God. Lord, we ask that you pray in Jesus' name that you, Lord, that you put our life in order again in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we pray for divine position, oh God, that we be in a position, oh God, that you can help us, oh God, that you can deliver us, oh God, that you can heal us, oh God, that you can set us free and bless us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and protect us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your work. Your grace. Oh God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you, but yet still we thank you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord,
oh, there are many that are sick in their body, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine healing, for you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the Lord who heals. Oh Lord, touch everybody right now, God. Oh Lord, sing your word and we shall be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I ask that you increase in faith on today, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God, so that we can receive our healing, so we can receive a deliverance, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God, so we can receive the blessings that are coming from you. Increase our faith so we can receive the peace that surpasses all understanding that coming from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you help us, oh God, with our own belief on today, oh God. Lord, for those who are having a problem with belief, oh God, Lord, I ask that you touch right now and move in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah to you, for you the author of our faith, oh God, the balm of Gilead, the banner for the nations, blessed one appointed, oh God, bright in our morning show you, oh God, Christ the power of God, consuming fire, our deliverer, Emmanuel, for God is with us. Oh Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yesterday we thank you, oh God, God of all comfort, God of all grace,
yes,
God of all hope, God of all peace, God of our life, God of truth, God of the judge of all. Oh Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah
thank
to you, thank God. Oh, Lord, touch right now, God. Lord, we need you more and more, oh God. We thank you for your present help and the help that's on the way, oh God. Lord, we lift up your children to you this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, school is starting back, oh God, and some are afraid of what's going on right now with the COVID-19, oh God, but we pray their protection right now. We pray protection over the teachers right now, oh God, the principal, the staff, and everyone, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for the nurses in the hospital, oh God, the doctors and the staff right now. We pray their protection in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all right now. Oh, our family and loved ones and all that we have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, walk every house right now. Sit in every car right now. Walk every store and building right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, cleansing out all darkness, oh God, and bringing your light, oh God, that will cleanse, that will purify and sanctify all, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the blood, oh God, the blood that was shed it on Calvary. Justifies us, cleanses us, sets us free, delivers us, and makes all things new. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our newness right now, and we shall not look back, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, God, that you made it possible for us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. We decree and declare that we are new creatures in Christ, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that we are delivered of the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough against you. We thank you, Lord. We love you. Have your way, God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one greater than you, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We ask, oh God, that you just continue to move on us and work in us, Father God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to touch and heal us, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to, oh, make a way out of no way for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Move right now, God. Move right now, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We lift up my mother right now, Lord. We pray her strength right now. We pray her peace. We pray her joy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Stay right there, you all. Stay right there. Let the Holy Spirit move on you right there, right there, right there. Right there, right there, right there.
Yeah,
a lot of us are needing to stay right there. Stay right there, right there, right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, and receive your healing. Receive your deliverance right there, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for you are worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is now time to give our scripture. Pastor, don't say Manny. God bless you.
On this. And Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you that you have waken us up this morning and given us fresh new thoughts, fresh new ideas, given us a brand new day, given us the opportunity to live the godly way, the good way, and that's in love. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for every single word that proceeds out of our mouths today. Holy Spirit, we loose you to have your way, to be every single thought, every single feeling, every single emotion that is within us. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, for you are not welcome here. Any spirit of confusion, any spirit of guilt, any spirit of guiltiness, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer with love and thanksgiving. And all that do agree says, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture from today, I want to read it. I want to read this Scripture from the book of Revelations. I want to read the Scripture from the book of Revelation. We'll start at verse 2.
Amen.
I'm going to read this Scripture. My wife, we woke up early this morning, and we were doing a little bit of studying. You know, we're studying this word. You know, the Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of God. So this scripture here was definitely on my
mm-hmm.
heart. Revelations chapter 2, and right here, verse 20, says, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who called herself the prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things unsanctified unto idols." So look, now this scripture right here is talking about that old Jezebel, Jezebel's spirit. We have to realize, you know, that this right here, spirit here, this spirit is the work of Satan. This spirit is the work of Satan. And now, this scripture definitely says it here plainly and clearly, to teach and to seduce my servants. See, this right here, spirit here, is very prevalent in this world. It exists in this world, and every single one of us has been subjected to it at one point in time in our life. You know, you have been subjected or been seduced to something or to someone that's in this world that will cause you to be in a place where you fall from grace or you are living in an ungodly way. Now, this Jezebel spirit, what he's talking about right here, it is designed to work with Satan to recruit you over to evilness. Now, do you have to realize that who you are in Christ? Who you are in Christ, you are God's creation. You are God's great workmanship, like no other creature that ever been created in this world. But there is evilness that lurks in this world that try to get you from trusting God, trusting what God has done for you, trusting what God has ordained for you to do, and recruit you over in this manner. Especially now, this is talking about in a sexual manner. Now, this right here, scripture, it definitely resonated to me because this deals with marriage, with marriages. It definitely does. It deals with marriage. You know, inside of everyone, you have the desire to be connected with someone. Every single man was created to be with this one woman that God created him to be with. Every single woman was created to be with this one man that God created her to be with. But so many times, you know, we miss that mark of being with the one that God created us to be with because we are fooling around or we are entered into sexual activities with the one that God did not create us to be with. And we enter into this place because of lust and because of the seduction. Either the man seduced the woman with whatever it is, you know, that he have, whether it's money, whether it's things, or whether it's just his looks, or whatever it is, you know, that he have. He seduced the woman to bring it in to this place where he can have a sexual act, or he can have sex with her. And the same thing, you know, women do the same thing. And this right here scripture is telling us right here. This right here scripture, it says, nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that Jezebel woman who calls herself the prophet to teach seductions to my servant to commit sexual immorality. We have to realize that. We have to realize that we have been created for one person, and this is the person that God created you to be, not to be sleeping around, not to have sexual activities with anybody that other than the one that God created you to do. Satan knows this. This is one of the seven deadliest. One of the seven deadliest sins that describes in the Bible. Now, one of the seven deadliest sins is that lust or that unmarital sex. And, you know, then there is, you know, there's pride, and then there's the spirit of mammon, and then there's envy, then there's gluttony, then there's wrath, and then there's sloth. What we do need to realize, every single one that's in this world, is to know that this spirit is the work of Satan. Do not lay down with those ones that God did not make to be your husband or make to be your wife. And if you are doing it right now, then stop doing that. Confess that you have made a mistake to God, and go and just go and be, you know, how God created you to be. Finding out the will of God for your life. There is one man for you. There is one woman for you. You find that person, the Holy Spirit will show you who that person is, and this is the way that God intends for you to live. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for the scripture and the word and understanding of the breakdown of the word that was given. Father God, we ask that you bless, add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all the doers of your word. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because a lot of times we in church, we get the scripture, but we don't get the breakdown of it. So we thank God for this opportunity that Pastor has allowed God to use him to give us the breakdown of that particular scripture, because a lot of times we get the scripture, but we don't get the understanding of the scripture that is given. season, so we want to be able to do that. I hope all is okay with that, because I truly can appreciate the breakdown and understanding of the scripture that is given in church service. So God bless you, and I thank God for you. At this time, we're going to have a selection, and then we'll get ready for the word that will be brought forth from Pastor Tawani Kamani. All right, you all, be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Moving right now. It's word out in my soul. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to hear our pastor, Tawanika Manning. You know, she has a message. She has a word for today being led by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for this beautiful woman, you know, my wife. You know, she has been called to be a prophetess, God's messenger. So enjoy this message. You know, I know I will. Here it is, Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God at this time. Father God, we give you all honor, praise, and glory. I bless the pastor of this house. Oh, Lord, we thank you for everyone here in the congregation, all that's on for Sunday service. Oh, God, I ask that you bless their hearts and mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I sit down that you may stand up, oh, God, or let your word go forth. Oh, God, let thy will be done and not my will, oh, God. Let scripture interpret scripture, word upon word, and precept upon precept. Oh God, oh let one be healed, delivered, and set free. Oh God, let all be healed and delivered and be set free. For you are God that can do all things but fail. So God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ in this hour, in this time, that every need is met, oh God, that everybody is healed, delivered, and set free and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment that you shall condemn, oh God. And we thank you for our inheritance. And we take our inheritance on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and we declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for your word, for we know your word is true, oh God. For your word brings healing, deliverance, protection, peace, joy, happiness, oh God, knowledge and wisdom, oh God, to be successful in this world. And we just want to say thank you for your word on today. Thank you, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Teach us, oh God. Lead us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is all for you, oh God. It's not about us. It's all about you. It's not about me. It's all about you, oh God. And I just ask that you have your way and lead us, oh God. Lead me, oh God, to preach and to teach this word right now, that all will receive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just want to say thank you, oh God, that you're counting me worthy, Father God, to be that vessel that you flow through unhindered, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. I thank God for everyone that's here on today. I thank you. May God continue to bless you and walk with you and talk with you. It's good to see my angel Sharon here in Sunday service. Welcome, Aunt Sharon. God bless you. I'm excited about what God is doing in the life of my family. And I just thank God for everybody. I thank God for my husband. And, you know, it's one thing to see somebody say that they've changed, but it's one thing to see the change in the person. I mean, I can tell you all day that I've changed, but if I'm not showing that I've changed, will you really believe that I've changed? So I'm just so grateful I could see the change in my family, that they have allowed God to use them. And, you know, a lot of times when God calls you, everybody not ready for your call. Everybody not ready for your change. So understand why you're allowing God to lead your life. Understand everybody not going to be happy for you. And a lot of times people start feeling like, well, I've switched my life over and I've given my life to God, and things seem to be, you know, getting worse for me. That's the trick of the enemy. So I want you to tell you, if things start to get rough and get tough, I want you to know that you're on the right path, because the Bible tells us that it will be trials and tribulations. Jesus said they talked about me. They persecuted me, so they will also persecute you. So I want you to know today, if you're on that path and things seem to be not working out for you, I want you to know it's working for your good in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just wanted to say that because I'm excited to see my family in church service on today. I'm so excited to have Asia here today and be in church service, and my son. I'm so excited. My mother's part of the congregation. I'm excited to see Aunt Boo. We call her Aunt Boo. Sister Jackson that is here. I'm excited about Miss Connie who's here. And Sunday. I'm excited about everybody that's here, our visitors. I don't know everybody unless you tell me who you are. But I thank God for everybody that is tuned in, that's on the line, that is called in. God bless you, and may God continue to bless you and walk with you. I want you to know that the enemy is always up to no good. The Bible tells us that he comes to seek to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't come to do nothing else, you know, and understanding. He'll bless you to destroy you. He'll bless you to kill you. He'll bless you to steal from you. So understand that, you know, my Lord, my God, don't be deceived by the trickery of the enemy.
Anyway, that's not my sermon today, but I'm just excited. And I'm going to let God use me how God sees fit. A lot of times we have what we want to do, but God said, I'm doing a new thing in you. So we thank God for the new thing on today in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm just excited, and I'm expecting God. It's one more, it's one a mindset to be expecting. When you're expecting something to happen, you know, you continue to look for that thing. When you expect, you don't stop looking for it until you get what you're looking for. So always be in a mindset of God, expecting God to do it, expecting God to heal you, expecting God to deliver you, expecting God to set you free, expecting God to bless you, and you will receive it because now you're in the mindset of believing.
Yeah.
So when you believe, you start expecting it. What comes with belief is expectation. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory
thank
to God. We want to lift up my cousin,
thank
LaChaka Mackie. I'm not sure what her married name is, but we want to lift her up. We want to pray for her healing. We want to pray, Father God, that you will go ahead, go before, Lord God, preparing the way, oh God, because we decree and declare right now that she is healed. Anything that the enemy has tried to do to bring sickness or ailments on her body, we come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we speak to that thing to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord.
In
it's in
name.
Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. Y'all forgive me, please, please, please forgive me, but I'm not sorry about what I just said. I thank God for the word. Today, the sermon today is on Don't Look Back. Don't look back. This is the sermon of today is don't look back. Many of us want to look back to what we used to have and how we used to be, and it was easier when, and I like the way the music used to make me feel, and I used to be, and don't look back. I understand, don't look back, because I'm doing a new thing in you, and if you look back, your looking back may take your life. Your looking back may hurt your family. Your looking back, hallelujah, will delay you. You're looking back. So don't look back. We're going to go in Genesis. We're going to go to Genesis in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 19, we're going to start at verse 14, and we're going to go all the way down to verse 29. Don't give y'all time to get there. That's Genesis chapter 19, we're going to start off. I'm going to kind of be in two different books in the Bible, but we're going to start off in Genesis chapter 19, verse 14 to 29. Don't look back. We're talking about don't look back. When God gets you to a place of security, of safety, of healing, of deliverance, and you're walking the path of the straight and narrow, not the broad and the wide way, but the straight and narrow, don't look back. So the Bible is telling us here, we look in Genesis chapter 19, verse 14 through 29, the Bible says that so Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters and said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed, in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, hallelujah, and his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, hallelujah, and though brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Don't look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed. Then, I've been there before. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. The Bible says in verse 18 that then Lot said to them, please know, my lords, indeed now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See, now this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? It's the question. And my soul shall live. Verse 21 says, and he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, and that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Verse 22 says, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. Now, verse 23 says, the sun had risen upon from the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire and Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Verse 25 says, so he overthrew the cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the city, and what grew on the ground. And verse 26 says, but his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. My Lord. The Bible says, but his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Verse 27 says, and Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw and behold the smoke of the land, which went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. I want to go back to verse 20. I want to go, not verse 20, because I want to go back to verse 17. That says, verse 17, it says, so it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, meaning don't look back.
Yes.
Do not stay anywhere in the place. He said, don't look back. Now, the word was given. This is the angel speaking to a lot of his people. Don't look back. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep pressing on. Don't look back, because what's behind you is going to destroy you. What's behind you is going to take you out. But then verse 26 said,
that's
after
right.
giving the instructions, then verse 26 said, but his wife looked back behind him and became a pillar of salt. Don't look back. Don't look back. When God gets you in a place of safety, don't look back. Some people run. God will get you out of a burning house, and some people run back in. We'll run back in to be destroyed. We'll run back in how to become that pillar. So some of us will pray and fast and get in a place, and then God will get you there. God will get you to the hill, and then you'll look back, and then you'll wonder, why I'm not being healed, why I'm still aching, why I'm still going through, because you keep looking back. Don't look back from what God has taken you from, and what God has before you. When we look at these scriptures here in verse 14, and Lot had lived so long, I'm just going to break it down for some of you all here that may not understand, and those who understand, just give a different revelation on what the scripture is saying. The Bible says here, and we look at verse 14, Lot had lived so long and had so contended among ungodly people that he was no longer a believer, a believable witness for God. So he had allowed his environment to shape him, rather than the shaping of his environment. So does those who know you see you as a witness of God, or are you just one of the crowd, blending in unnoticed? So Lot had compromised to the point that he was almost useless to God. Hallelujah. When he finally made a stand, nobody listened. The Bible said that his son-in-laws thought he was joking and took him as a joke. So have you too become useless to God because you are too much like your environment? You are too much like the world. See, we should live in the world. The world should not live in us. So to make a difference, we must first decide to be different in your faith and in your conduct. So we must be different in our faith and in our conduct. How are you conducting yourself? So when we look at verse 16, Lot had hesitated. So the angel grasped his hand and rushed him to safety. Lot did not want to abandon the wealth, the position, and the comfort he enjoyed in Sodom. It is easy to criticize God for being a hypocrite or hypnotized by Sodom when the choice seems so clear to us. So to be the wiser one, or to be wiser than Lot, we must see that our hesitation to obey stems from the false attractions of our cultures or pleasures, the false attractions of the things of this world, the false attractions of things that are on social media, the false attractions of things that other people are showing us. So we're talking about the worldly things and the worldly possessions. We gotta be able to see God and God in all things in the name of Jesus Christ, and be able to discern that what the devil is doing to try to convince us in the name of Jesus Christ, to deceive us. Oh my Lord, my God. So when we look at these scriptures here, We're going to go on to verse, notice here in these verses that I just read to you that how God's mercy toward Abraham extended to Lot and his family. So God, not only he will bless you, he will bless your family members, but because of Abraham, God remembered Lot. The Bible says, the Bible tells us that in verse 29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst. So God remembered Lot. God remembered Lot because of Abraham, the blessing that was upon Abraham because of Abraham's of obedience and faithfulness, that he remembered Lot and his family. So because Abraham pleaded for Lot, God was merciful and saved Lot from the fiery destruction of Sodom. You may have family members that are praying for you, that's praying you out right now, but you want to look back to what you used to be and what God, what you used to have or when you was in the world. And I'm here to tell you, don't look back. A righteous person can often affect others for good. James says that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful, availeth much, and all Christians should follow Abraham's example and pray for others to be saved. So we stand in the gap of when family members are interceding. We have a prayer call we do every Sunday, standing in the gap for one another, interceding for one another, because the Bible says that prayers of a righteous person are powerful. Prayers of a righteous availeth much in James 5 and 16. So all Christians should follow Abraham's example and pray for others to be saved, because it had not been for the prayers of Abraham and Abraham's relationship with God, Sodom and his whole family would have perished in the fire. But the Bible says that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst. We want to thank God that God will remember Tawanika Manning and Dorsey Manning and save the Manning family and save the Mackey family and all that's associated with it, because we intercede instead of the gap for our family. Pray, I don't care what you're doing or what you're used to do. We're going to pray for you anyway. We're going to pray you out of that situation before it take you out. I'm here to tell you, don't look back. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah
to your name, God. Oh, only God is able to bring you out when it should take you out and take you on. Only God can bring you up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you, don't look back. Because when God called me, I decided I'm not going to look back. I'm not going back to where I used to be and where I used to hang out at and who I used to talk to. I'm not going back. I'm going to keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling of the Most High God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, because you called us out, oh God, from a place that was burning, oh God, from a place that was set up to destroy us, oh God, but you called us out to save us, oh God. Oh, my Lord, my God, I decree and declare that I won't look back, but I will look forward, oh God, to all that you called me to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Lord, for
saving us, oh God. Oh, Lord, save us like you did Lot, oh God. Some of us are still in the midst of the problems and trials and tribulations, oh God. Oh, Lord, right before the fire starts, oh God. Some of us still there debating if we're going to leave or stay, My Lord, my God, save us, oh. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 18 and 19, do not remember the former things nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall spring forth, shall you know her, so you shall know it. And I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. Don't look back to the old things. He said, because I'm doing a new thing in you. Just steadfast right there and know that God has you. There's no need for you to look back, because that is in the past. It's in the past. I decree and declare that the old has passed away and the new has come. I ask you today, look to God for all things in the name of Jesus Christ, and walk in your newness right now, because God is doing a new thing in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't look back. Don't look back. Glory to God. We thank you, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of us need the strength so that we won't look back or go back. Lord, some of us need your strength so we won't look back and go back, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that you will strengthen us, oh God, to not look back to the former things, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can walk in the new and receive all that you have for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, that we can decree and declare that the old has passed away and the new has come, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm here to tell you today, sister and brothers, don't look back. Don't look back. The Bible tells that Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Don't become a pillar of salt. Don't become nothing that God cannot use. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. If you go over with me to Luke Luke 9, and I promise you I won't be much longer. And we just thank God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for your presence right now. Thank you, Father God, for moving, because a lot of us are in that place. And God, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been seeking, I've been knocking, I've been asking. And Father God, I gave my life to you, but Father God, I'm getting weary in the way, though, God. I'm getting tired, and I'm starting to look back on my old life. When I had friends, my friends are leaving me. People don't want to talk to me no more. They won't answer my phone calls, and God is saying, don't look back, because I'm doing a new thing. I'm going to put new people in your life. I'm going to give you a new blessing. Lord, my God, if you just trust God in your walk and just keep walking and know that God got you, I don't care what it look like, don't look back.
My Lord, my God.
Luke 9, verse 57. We're going to start at verse 57. Verse 57, I get excited. Forgive me, I just get excited. Oh, my Lord, my God, because when you live this life and you've been through enough and you've seen enough, you get to the point you say, God, I've had enough. Jesus.
Yeah.
And God is telling you, don't look back. Don't look back. And some of us are looking back at what other people have, and I'm looking here, I'm walking the walk, and I'm still losing things, and it's okay. It's okay. Don't look back, and don't look at other people that's in the back, that's in the past, that's still trying to get your attention so you can look back and say, hey, look what we're doing back here, and you just keep pressing forward. You just keep looking forward to what God is doing, because if God be for you, who can be against you? My Lord, my God, I'm here to tell you, the Bible said that great is he that's in you, that's in the world, and when you believe that, you can receive that. When you know that if God is with you, it don't matter who ain't for you, that you have all you need in Christ. So I'm here to tell you, once you start believing that, you'll start expecting things to happen. You'll start receiving all that God has for you, but you got to believe it and start receiving. You got to decree and declare things. You have a choice. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Luke 57, you all. Luke 9, verse 57. The Bible says, now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Verse 59 says, then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Verse 60 said, Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Verse 61 says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. And then verse 62 says, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. I'm here to tell you, don't look back. Because if you look back, you're going to lose your focus. If you look back, you're going to lose your stride. If you look back, you're going to lose your life. If you look back, you're going to lose your relationship.
Hallelujah.
If you look back, you're going to lose all you have. If you look back,
hallelujah.
Don't look back. Don't look
Glory
back. Know who
God.
You're walking with. Know who you're listening to. Know who is calling you. Know the Bible God that Jesus said right here. He tells them, go and preach the kingdom of God. Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. You go and preach the kingdom of God. Let the dead bury the dead, and you go and preach the kingdom. Don't look back worrying about what is dead and gone. Don't look back. Why are you still worrying about what's dead and gone? You can't bring daddy back. You can't bring mama back. You can't bring your child back. I need you to go on and don't look back. Because what's back is giving you back to receiving all that God has for you, your peace, your joy, your blessing, your healing, your deliverance, because you keep looking back.
My Lord.
Keep going back, picking up things in your past. You can't let go of what happened to you in your past because you keep looking
back
at it. You can't receive the joy of the Lord because you keep looking back in the past.
That's right.
They did this to me. They hurt me. They raped me. They took me. They beat me. Stop looking back. They receive
Hallelujah.
What God has for you. God has your healing. God has your deliverance. God has your peace. He has your finances. He has all that you need to know. All you got to do is look forward.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
What are you
Lord
looking
Jesus.
Back for? Were you trying to go
Thank
forward?
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
What are you looking back for? When God is calling you to come, come on in. But you keep not changing, no, because God told me stop dreaming because
Then how I'm gonna go to sleep because I need that medicine? How am I gonna sleep if I don't have that drink? How am I gonna sleep if I don't have that sex? Stop looking back. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 2, I'm gonna start at 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God,
yes,
which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed,
yes,
to this world, but be transformed by the renewing,
right,
of your mind, that you may prove what is that good,
yes,
and acceptable, perfect will of God. My Lord, my God, stop looking back. Christians are called to not be conformed to this world with its behavior and,
that's
customs,
right,
that are usually selfish and often corrupting. Lord, my God, it's saying, don't look back. Don't look at the former things.
Yes.
Be transformed. Don't be conformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't look back. Looking back is destroying you. Looking back is taking your peace and your joy. Looking back is hurting you. It's hurting you. It's hurting you. I refuse to conform to this world values. I ever must go even deeper than the level of behavior and custom. It must be firmly planted in our minds. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, covetous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit renews, re-educates, and redirects our mind, we are truly transformed so that we can look forward. My Lord, my God, do not be conformed to this world by looking back, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Allow God to do it,
yes,
in you and for you. Don't look back.
Yes.
Don't look back.
Yes.
Can you imagine somebody on the freeway, on the highway, driving, looking
my
back?
My Lord. My Lord.
You're looking to cause an accident. You're looking to devastate so many people's,
yes,
lives because you keep looking back. Well, God is calling you to move,
yes,
forward, but you keep looking back. You want to go forward, but you're looking back. Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord, my
God.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Galatians 17 through 20 tells us, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners in Christ, therefore a minister of sin, certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I thought that the law died to the law, that I might live to God. Verse 20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live,
yeah,
in the,
yeah,
flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I did not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Some of us are looking back, trying to live by the law. We are no longer living under the law. We are living under the new covenant of,
right,
grace. But a lot of us are still,
that's
looking,
right,
back at the old covenant. We're still looking,
yeah,
back at the old covenant, you know, to do, to get, to do, to receive. Jesus came. He died,
that's
on,
right,
the cross. He's not coming to do it again. A lot of us are looking for Jesus to die again.
Right.
And we keep putting Jesus on the cross and looking back. He's not going to get back on the cross. He's not coming back to get on the cross. Hi, Mama, they can't know shit. I'm telling,
right,
you, that don't look back.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Bible says in verse 18, for if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
Yeah.
Keep looking back.
Yeah.
I build again the same thing I destroyed, the same thing that was killing me, the same thing that was robbing from me, I'm going to build it again. I'm going to go and start,
yeah,
a relationship with the same man, the same woman that tried to destroy me, that tried to kill me the first time. I'm going to go back again when,
yeah,
I asked God to deliver me from it. Here I go again. Don't look back. You can't receive what God has for you looking back, but you can receive everything that the enemy has for you by looking back and going back. I'm here to tell you, because the devil got something for you, but God got something greater. Don't look back.
Glory be to God.
Don't look back.
Glory be.
Don't look back. Don't look back. You ain't got to look back to keep going. You ain't got to look back to keep going.
That's,
I know,
right,
the car got a reverse in it, but you don't need to use the reverse. You just need to keep going. I don't care how hard it gets. God will teach you how to maneuver through that thing and be blessed in it. I don't care how hard it gets. You can still keep going and drive, and God will tell you how to turn and twist and to get through those things. Huh? I'm telling you, just because there's a reverse don't mean you got to use it.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Philippians 3:12, you all, not that I have already attained and already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. The Bible says in verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14 says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, somebody? Hello, somebody?
Yes.
Hello, somebody? He said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Can we do that?
Yes.
Don't look back. Paul says that this goal is to know Christ, to be like Christ, and to be all Christ has in mind for him. So this goal absorbs all Paul's energy. This is a helpful example for us. We should not let anything take our eyes off our goal, knowing Christ. With the single-mindedness of an athlete in training, we must lay aside everything harmful and forsake anything that may distract us from being effective Christians, effective believers. What is holding you back? That's the question.
Right.
What is holding you back? What is holding you back? That thing that you keep looking back at? The thing you keep on dwelling on? Can you let it go? Can you move forward? Can you move on? Can you stop looking back? Can you stop going back there? Can you stop picking it up? Guess what? It's not even there no more. You just keep creating it. You keep on creating that thing. You keep going back to pick up something that was gone, but you keep creating it and going back to pick it up. I'm here to tell you, don't look back. Paul, in these scriptures here, as we're reading 12 up through 14 here, Paul had reason to forget what was behind. He had held the coats of those who stoned Stephen, the first Christian matron. We have all done things for which we are ashamed, and we live in the tension of what we have been and what we want to be because our hope is in Christ. However, we can let go of past guilt. We can let that go. If we let go of past guilt and look forward to what God will help us become. Don't dwell on your past.
Right.
Instead, listen to me. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on your relationship with God right now. Realize that you are forgiven. Come on, you are forgiven. And then move on to a life of faith and obedience. Look forward to a fuller and more meaningful life because of your hope in Christ. Don't lose hope in God. Don't give up on God because God will never give up on you. A lot of us give up on God, and that's why we're still dealing with guilt and shame because we weren't the mother or the fathers that we wanted to be or what the world should be. We did the best that we could with what we had. And, we're still beating ourselves up because we didn't do all that we could. Many nights I was out with a man, and I should have been home with my kids, or I was out with a woman, and I should have been home with my kids, or I had to walk away from the situation and leave my kids. Stop feeling guilty. That's the trick of the enemy. God has forgiven you, and right now just receive the help of God and move forward and don't look back.
Yes.
Don't look back
Jesus.
No more.
Hallelujah.
What's back there is not for you. What's ahead of you is for you. God has something greater for you, but are you willing to receive it by not looking back anymore, by not going back and creating that situation again for yourself that God has delivered you from? Why are you looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah when God delivered you because your uncle prayed, because your mother prayed, because you had a praying grandmother, but you keep going back?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Some people are still on Facebook looking back at their ex and seeing what they're doing.
Hallelujah.
Asking people about the ex, the thing that God delivered you from, that pain, that ache, that beat up, that beat down, or that disappointment, or that discouragement, whatever it is. Don't look back. And I'm going to wrap up right here in 2 Peter. 2 Peter 20 through 22, you all. Don't look back.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
2 Peter 20 through 22.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them, and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a soul having washed to her wallowing in mirror. I'm going to explain it to you all. I'm going to read it one more time here, just one more time, so we can get an understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord, let me say articulate it better. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a soul having washed to her wallowing in the mirror. Don't look back.
Yeah.
Don't look back. Peter is speaking of a person who has learned about Christ and how to be saved and has even been positively influenced by Christians, but then rejects the truth and returns to his or her own sin. So this person is worse off than before because he or she has rejected the only way out of sin, the only way of salvation, like a person sinking in quicksand who refuses to grab the rope, the wrong to help him or her out. The one who turns away from Christ casts aside his or her only means of escape. Don't look back.
Yeah.
Stay there and walk in it. Stay in righteousness and walk in it. When God make you righteous, stay in righteousness. Stay in holiness. Stay in it and walk in it. Stay
That's
in
right.
the newness. When God make all things new, walk in your newness. When God heal you, walk in your healing. Don't look back and say, oh, I wonder if this don't happen. The doctor saying this, no, I decree and declare that I'm healed. Doctor, I don't care what you say. You just a doctor. God is a healer. There's only one healer, and his name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our Father God. So I'm going to walk in my healing. I'm not going to look back. When they say I'm in remission, no, I'm going to say I'm healed. I'm not looking back.
Yeah.
Don't look back. Don't look back, you all. Don't look back. Don't look back. God bless you. I thank God for you. You have to decree and declare today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am not looking back. I'm going to press on in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and receive all that God has for me. A lot of us haven't received just even a little bit of what God has for you because you keep looking back. But I'm here to tell you that if you just keep on marching on, if you just keep on going and pressing in and pressing on in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will deliver you and set you free from that thing in your past. But you got to stop turning back. You got to stop looking back. Don't look back. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. May all that was given here in this sermon, may it be a blessing to everyone that you've heard it on today, every ear that it's fallen on, whether you called in or you logged in to the blog radio show here for the Sunday service with us, the Gospel Public Ministry, and we thank God for you. If there's anyone that needs prayer at this time, we want to pray for you. This is time we open the doors of the church. If you don't have a church home right now, we like to extend the invitation to you right now, discipleship, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you have a testimony, we have to open up the lines right now. You have to press one. We'll bring you through. We want to pray for you, and we just thank God for you. We see that Sister Hudson is in church service today. God bless you. My mother-in-law, God bless you. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone that needs prayer, please press one. We want to pray. Okay, God, press one. We want to pray for you, and we just thank God for you. We want to come into agreement in prayer for you, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your protection, for your peace, or whatever it may be in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to pray for you. So we have two here that wants to have, or we have three. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to click on one, and then I'll click on the next one. I'm going to call the last four digits of your of your phone number, and then we'll pray accordingly, okay? God bless you. And we have Sister Dillard here, and then in 6881. Sister Dillard?
Yes, just pray for continual strength and guidance.
Amen. Father God,
Amen.
We thank you for your daughter, Cara Dillon,
yes,
right now. Lord, we pray that you would continue to increase her in strength, Lord. Let her receive the supernatural strength, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you continue to heal her body, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you fix that is broken, Lord God. Mend the tear in her soul right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, refresh the anointing that's on her life right now. For the Bible said it's the anointing that destroys the bondage of the enemy, the yoke of the enemy. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, for her deliverance, oh God, and her strength right now. May you be strengthened by the word of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive your strength right now. Open your mouth and say, I receive my strength right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive my healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come against every attack on your body right now. The power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, strengthen every bone in her body, oh God, for she is your child, oh God. And we know there's no lack, Lord God, in Christ Jesus. So we decree and declare right now strength, power of the Holy Ghost right now. Move on her right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you for answered prayers right now as we come touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. For your word says, Father God, that there you are in the that you are in the midst, Father God. So we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're moving on this line, Lord God, that you're God that is able, that you're omnipotent, omnipresent, Lord God, that you can reach us anywhere that we are. So we thank you, Lord God, that you reach out your outstretched hand right now and go ahead and touch your daughter right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch in the pit of her stomach, oh God. Ignite your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the life of my mother. Thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening her, Father God. It is you, oh God, that can do all things. By your Spirit, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we seal this prayer. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive it, Mother. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your strength right now. Supernatural strength. Born again. Hallelujah. Walk in your newness. Walk in the strength of the Lord. Walk in it on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's yours, Haya. It's yours, God. Your name is on it. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. God bless you. Stay right there. Stay right there. Let it move on you. Stay right there. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord. We have another member here. Last four digits is 7568. Hallelujah. Welcome. Who are we speaking to? Hello? Last four digits, 7568. Hello? Will someone have some prayer?
We'll go ahead on and pray anyhow. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to pray for this here, your sheep here that called in, that pressed the line to for prayer. You know every single want. You know every single need.
Lord.
You know every single desire. And we just want to pray for her right now. We lift her up in spirit. Lift
you,
him up in spirit, whoever it might be. We send blessings over to her house. We send blessings over her relationship. We send blessings
thank
over
you,
her
Jesus.
Family member. We send blessings over
Jesus,
her children.
Jesus.
Her children are blessed.
My Lord,
every single thing that she
touches
is blessed. Her body is blessed. Her mind is blessed. And her spirit is blessed. In the
thank
mighty
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for
Jesus
keeping
Christ.
Her,
thank
keeping
you,
him.
Lord.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
All
in
is
the name
well
of
with
Jesus.
You and your house.
Thank
and it's in Jesus'
thank
name
Lord.
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we pray about on this day.
Thank
in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and all that do agree says amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. God bless you, God bless you. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We have Sister Charlene on the line. God bless you, Sister Charlene.
Yes, ma'am. I was just asking for prayer for me, my family, and asking God to help me get closer to him.
Amen.
Get closer to him, but I need him. I need him with me. I have to have God. He has to lead and guide me. I can't guide myself.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Father God, we want to thank you, Father God, for your daughter, Charlene, this morning. Father God, you know all about it already. Father God, we pray right now in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, as we come touching in the grand, Father God, and thank you for being in the midst. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would guide. We pray for divine guidance for your daughter right now, Lord God. She's asking, Lord God, to continue to guide and keep her. Father God, that she will continue to look forward, Lord God, and not looking back, Lord God, but looking to you for all things, Lord God, for you're a God that can do all things but fail. So, Lord, I ask that you touch every part of her life, Lord God, touch every part of her mind, Father God. Purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God. Help her to keep her mind stayed on you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless her walk, oh God. Oh Lord, bless her mouth, her eyes, oh God, her ears, oh God, to hear, to see, oh God, to speak your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for divine unity for the family, oh God, where the enemy has caused, oh, that came in, oh God, to cause separation and division, oh God, in the family. So Lord, we pray and ask in the name of Jesus Christ for divine unity for your daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Father God, she's asking, oh God, to get closer to you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you call a nigh unto you this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, speak to her, oh God, like never before. Let her receive a Holy Ghost anointing, oh God. Let her receive you in the name of Jesus Christ, a Holy Ghost encounter, oh God. Write down the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, for every tear that she cried, oh God, that we can decree and declare that we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, oh God. That joy come, oh God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen your daughter right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Oh, Lord, let her feel you like never before. Move on, the Holy Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father God, let her know that she can do all things with you, oh God. But, oh, God, we just want to say thank you right now, oh God. Take control of her, oh God. Oh, Lord, if she come with holding nothing, oh God, ask her for all of you, oh God. Give her you. Everything else can wait, oh God. And, Lord, we stand in agreement with your daughter today. Intercede on her behalf. For the Bible says that the righteous and real avail it much, oh God. Let him receive today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for answer prayers right now, oh God. Thank you for moving on this mind, oh God. Touch your heart right now, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, that's in our heart, oh God. Oh Lord, command it to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, create a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptize with your Holy Ghost with fire. Let her receive tongues of fire. So Lord, it's the enemy every time he show up, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. To say, no devil, you are alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now and your family and all that you have in love. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive your deliverance right now. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God. We call money to our hands right now. Lord, bless our financial, Lord God. We pray for financial provisions right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every need be met, Lord God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord God, and there's no lack in Christ Jesus. That we have all our needs right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the old has passed away and the new has become. Walk in your newness, Charlene. Stop looking back.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. There's something else on the line that needs you right now, oh, God. There's someone else on the line. There's a faith of us, woman, oh, God. I ask that you touch her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, let them be a rest on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is calling you in. Walk in your newness. Don't look back. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you. God bless you. May God continue to keep you.
Yes.
We love you, Charlene. We love you. You're not
yes,
alone.
Charlene,
God is with
God
you. Jehovah Shammah. Wrap your arms around
you.
Her right now. God loves you more. He knows all about it. Give it all over to God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. These tears are tears of a washing and renewing. So let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, and let it go. Amen. It's a washing and a purifying. It's time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Lean on them right now. Yes, God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay right there, Charlene. Stay right there.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. Tithes and offering at this time. If you want to sow into and you have your tithe and offering, you can send it to our Cash App at Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spelled out, capital S, H-A-N-T-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Or you can mail it in to us by calling 346-719-3349 or Walmart to Walmart. That works too. So just give us a call. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
And we want to pray over all tithes and offering, and we'll have our announcements. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for, we pray right now, Lord God, as we pay our tithes and offering according to your word in Malachi 3. We claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you've given us, oh God, as a tither. Heavenly Father, we know that we are tithers, and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promise us in Malachi 3 that because we are tithers, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because we are obedient to paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, your word says that your promise is to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3 and 11.
Right.
Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord God, to prevent the enemy from touching our finance, the fruits of our ground, because we are obedient to paying our tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching or coming near us or any of our family members, our finances, our fruits, and our ground because we are obedient to paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances and our fruits and our grounds blessed, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Bless us with your 7 blessings of the tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these 7 blessings of the tither according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers and you've called us blessed, oh God, that we are the lenders and not the borrowers because you have blessed us. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. At this time, we have our announcements right now from Sister Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you, too. The announcement for today is announcement for Monday. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who he's the head of my life, and to Pastor Chantel and Pastor Manning today, and of course the members and friends that's here online with us at church today. So the announcement for today, and one more thing I need to say too, the sermon was so good. Don't look back.
Amen.
But now the announcement is for Monday. We have intercession prayer fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon. Then on Tuesday schedule, one-on-one counseling prayer. And then Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have Bible study conference. And you can call the number 732-434-2510. Then on Thursday night at 8 p.m., the preacher and the pastor radio show. Then on Sunday, we have Sunday service at 2 p.m., and the number to call if you doesn't have is 845-277-9213. Then we have minister training classes start every Saturday, beginning October 24th, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. for 12 weeks.
Hello.
So please register by next month so you can get your material. Remember, Every first Sunday is Holy Communion, so have your cracker, your wine, or your grape juice ready to serve for Sunday service. Amen.
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 I think we had an add on that. Did we miss something?
I forgot one more thing. Every third Sunday, we go out and feed the homeless. So if you want to come in, participate in helping, get in contact with Pastor. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Dillard.
Amen.
At this time, we'll have our benediction, my Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen.
Now may God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of our sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, makes you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, for whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
This day.
Amen. Amen. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. It's an excellent. You all be blessed. We love y'all. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.